when you root ever more deeply into your self-trust, then you can have both. You can have sustainable growth and quick growth, right? It speeds it up and it makes it more sustainable, which is like kind of a mind fuck. Welcome back to Empowered Expression Podcast, and welcome back to day 4 of your mindset mini series. I wish that we had like a little like jingle for the mindset mini series. I should have just like made one like do 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 mindset mini series and like recorded it at the beginning for you. I'm thinking of that now as I'm like on number 4. I'm definitely not going to go back and redo them, but that would have been. Would it have been? It might have been weird. Whatever. So maybe it's for the best that I'm just thinking about it now. But hi and welcome. Welcome back to the Mindset Series. Welcome back to Empowered Expression. I am your host, Dr. Caroline Addington, former engineer and neuroscientist turned organic Instagram marketing motherfucking queen. And that's exactly what we talk about on this podcast, and especially in this mini series. We have been going down the mindset rabbit hole when it comes to all things Instagram marketing, when it comes to consistency and embodying the identity of influencer and being a person of influence, when it comes to the mindset that helps you be magnetic to clients. And today, how do you like the title for today? Isn't it elusive? The 10x results multiplier. I had to say it in a SEO Steve voice. It feels like an SEO Steve title. The 10x results multiplier. But it's because it's fucking true. What we're talking about today, it will 1000% amplify your results and expedite them, like make them happen so much faster, so much easier, so much more swiftly and effectively. So what is this results multiplier that I'm being so elusive about? Are you curious? You should be. It's probably pretty interesting. Okay, I'm sorry, I can't help myself sometimes. It is, drumroll please, self motherfucking trust. It is self-trust. And so on today's episode, I take you on a journey of self-trust. I talk you through the different phases of my own journey of self-trust and what that has looked like. And also how to, you know, flex your own self-trust muscle more comprehensively. That's the word that wants to come out. More comprehensively. Like, where can you trust yourself even more? You know what I mean? Where are you holding back in your self-trust without maybe even realizing it? And how can you trust yourself even more? Even more. And the reason that I call this the 10x results multiplier is because when you really continue to lean into your self-trust, everything gets so much easier in your business. Everything happens so much faster. You're able to create much more sustainable results. Much faster, much more sustainable and much faster, which usually those words like don't go together. You know, if you think about like rapid growth, normally it's like compromising sustainability and stuff like that. But self-trust is this magical ingredient that when you root ever more deeply into your self-trust, then you can have both. You can have sustainable growth and quick growth, right? It speeds it up and it makes it more sustainable, which is like kind of a mind fuck. So that's what we're talking about in this episode. The different chapters of self-trust, I would say, that I personally have lived through so that you can see yourself in that experience, and also like navigating self-trust, how to navigate and how to cultivate more self-trust. Enjoy! Go on down the rabbit hole, and I was about to say I'll see you in the episode, but not quite yet, because guess what? Oh my goodness, we only have 2 more days, people. 2 more days until the doors close for Bigger Than a Brand. Isn't that crazy? Doors close on Saturday. So, you know what I'm about to say. You probably have a good guess of what I'm about to say. Is that if you are an online heart-centered coach, you're ready to be done with the crickets on Instagram, you're ready to no longer feel salesy and sleazy and weird on Instagram and like it's an obligation and a thing that you have to do, but you really like kind of hate doing. And instead, you want to feel like it's this amazing, flourishing online fam full of your ideal clients where there are more than enough humans who always want to be in your program and you know exactly how to talk to them because you know how to market like a goddess. And you're able to consistently and reproducibly call in clients. If that is the experience that you want, that is everything that I teach inside of Bigger Than a Brand. I give you everything that you need to go from cricket land to client land on Instagram. So if you're picking up what I'm laying down, the link is in the show notes. You can read all about it. You can submit an application. We'll hop on the phone to make sure it's a good fit. And if it is, then we'll get on with the business of changing your whole life and making all the magic happen. It's gonna be great. So with that, I will see you in the episode, friend. Hello! Welcome to day 4. Oh my gosh, you guys, we only have one more day. What? Oh my goodness, so fast. Oh my goodness. Has it felt like a fast week? I don't know. As I'm recording this, it feels like it's going by fast. But that's because I'm recording them like over the span of a few days instead of a whole week. That probably might be why. Okay. So let's go ahead and dive in. So I am so excited. Oh my God, so excited to talk about today's. This is such a juicy one. This is such a big one. They're all juicy. They're all big, but this one will carry you very, very far. And that is trusting yourself. Trusting yourself. And I used to think, okay, well, that's not true. Sorry, I have 5 thoughts happening at the same time. My own level of self-trust has evolved over time, similar to how we were talking about yesterday and like self-expression evolving over time. Self-trust has also evolved over time. So I want to give like an overview of that evolution real fast so that you can feel into where you are in that spectrum and also speak from the perspective of the deep, deep self-trust that exists today so that you can, you know, download that juju and experience some of those shifts. So the evolution of self-trust. So it used to, way back in the day, self-trust looked, and it's actually interesting because it's kind of come full circle, but self-trust looked like I trust myself to get the shit done, to do the things and to get the shit done, you know? And like I'm hearkening all the way back to like science life, you know, where I would like set an insane schedule for myself. Like, holy shit, you guys. Just to give you, you know, a sneak peek into who I was then. This is going to blow your minds. I would have 12-hour days, you know, pretty much every day. And I would schedule my days down to the 15 minutes, and I would actually do it. Like, what? The fuck? I would schedule my work day, because I was running experiments and stuff in the lab, right? So I would like schedule my experiments and like my day down to the 15 minute mark, and I would actually do the things on schedule for 12 hours. Every day. Could you imagine being that regimented and that inflexible and that rigid? Like, what the fuck? I don't know. Maybe you're there now. if so, that's okay. But that's like, oh man, it was slowly killing me from the inside out, right? But I still had a level of self-trust in there because I was like, I trust myself to get this shit done. You know what I mean? And that was where
my, I guess, like, conscious self-trust journey began. Was like, I trust myself to get this shit done. So then the next like iteration was starting to trust my intuition. And it was kind of like the pendulum swung in the other direction, right? So I went from this really rigid, really performance-based situation, I trust myself to get this shit done, swang over into I trust my intuition, and like starting to learn how to communicate with my intuition. And I trust, like, this was a really hard transition. I trust when my intuition says to like take a 2-hour nap, I will do the things. And I was like, you know, but that was the next chapter of self-trust, was I trust my intuition and I trust my, so that was the next chapter. The chapter after that, I trust my decision-making. I trust that I, you know, can make really sound decisions from heart. I trust that I will listen to heart. That was a doozy, right? Where it's like, you know, you're faced with, at least in my circumstance, I was faced with these like big, scary, seemingly risky decisions on how to move forward in my business. And heart was saying something that like mind was like, what the fuck, Caroline? Are you a little bit crazy here? But I would like listen to them, you know what I mean? And like follow the heart path. So that was the next layer of self-trust, was like, I trust that I will make decisions that align with heart. So, you know, you can kind of see this evolution, and trust is always there. It's just like unfolding, you know, deeper and deeper and deeper. And then it, you know, kind of started to come full circle back around to like, I trust that I can do the things, but in a different energy. It wasn't like the first energy was like, get the shit done, you know, like rah, rah, rah. This like next loop of the spiral was like, I trust that I am capable of doing all the things that I want to do. So it had a different vibe to it, right? And I would say that's like the next layer of self-trust that popped up. And where I'm sitting now is like, I trust not only that I can do all the things that I want to do, but that the way that it feels good for me to do all the things is the right way to do the things, you know? So play with where you feel like you are on that spectrum, or like, you know, you might be like, you might be somewhere totally different. Your journey might look completely different, obviously, right? Like there's no one way or one path or one journey. But if any of that resonated with you, explore and tinker with like any of them that may have like brought up a little something, a little sticky that was like, well, I trust my intuition, but, or like I trust myself to always make decisions from heart, but I don't trust that I will like, you know, that I'm capable of doing whatever I want to do. Right? Maybe that brought up like a little bit of like, who am I to say that? You know, who am I to believe that? That seems like a little bit woo, right? So wherever the stickies came up, like journal on that, you know, whip out the journal or just take a hot second and like pause the podcast and think on it and like question it, play with it and be like, huh, what's in there? You know, what's ready to let go of, what's ready to shift? Excuse me. So next I wanted to really like speak from the perspective of not only do you trust yourself to do all the things, but you trust that your, what feels good for you is the right way for you to do all the things. Let's jam on this. At the end of the day, if you move through life and you achieve all the things, you do all the things, you're capable of all the stuff and you make it all happen and it's all amazing, but it didn't feel good, what's the fucking point? You know what I mean? Like, because if you were on the BTAB waitlist and you got access to those two free launch vibe modules, you've heard me jam on this, like hardcore jam on this. So you know where we're about to go. If not, then yo, just like join BTAB and you'll get to hear it, you know, in a month from now, 2 months from now. So if you do all the things, achieve all the things, make it happen, and it doesn't feel good, what's the fucking point, right? Because here's the thing. Here's the reality of it is like whatever we are trying to move towards in our own life, whatever we want to create for ourselves, whether it is the experience of a wildly successful launch, whether it's the experience of selling out a group program, you know, going full time in your business, finally, after like 6 years, figuring the things out and making Instagram work for you, whatever it is, whatever the tangible 3D thing is, I always call it the carrot. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that says this, but like the idea that it's like the carrot that Mama Universe is like dangling out in front of you and using to bait you into growth and into evolution. But if you confuse the experience, if you confuse the carrot, you know, and the 3D experience with the point of it all, you're missing the point, right? The carrot is only there for two things. Number one, to help you identify how you want to feel, what you want to feel more of. And number two, to help you identify the beliefs, the structures, the identities, the, you know, mindset that's in you that's ready to be let go of so that you can feel more of those things. That's it. That's it. And like the game here is that you get to like see the desire, the carrot, the whatever you want to call it, the goal pop up and be like, oh, I want to have full launch. Okay. Huh. That if I had that, then I would feel at ease. I would feel relaxed. I would feel abundant. I would feel whatever, right? And then as soon as you start thinking about it, all this stuff comes up and it's like, well, but where are the people going to come from? And da 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 and da 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 da. And like, who am I even to blah, 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 teach on this? And all this stuff comes up, right? The carrot has served its purpose. It helped you get clear on what you want to feel and what you're ready to let go of, right? And the where people get hung up, I think, is that they hear that happening within themselves. They hear like, well, where are the people going to come from and all the things. And they double down on the idea that the carrot's going to make them feel better because now here they are feeling bad not having it. Right? Has that ever happened to you? You know, the experience that I'm talking about where like the goal, the whatever, the carrot, you think about creating it, you think about it and you're like, oh, I would feel so relaxed and so wonderful and so everything. And then all these beliefs come up and you use that as evidence that the carrot would in fact make you feel better because here you are feeling like shit without the carrot. Are you picking up what I'm laying down? Picking up, is it landing? Give it a second. Let it land. Right? When realistically, what's actually happening is you're being shown the way. Carrot comes up. You're like, oh, I would feel relaxed. I would feel abundant. Everything would be amazing. Oh, but like, where are those people going to come from? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. All the bullshit comes up. You see it and you're like, oh, interesting. Here's all the stuff that's ready to be let go of. I'm just going to let that go, right? Which this is the point of Bigger Than a Brand, to be honest, is like the letting that go is the part where support is really helpful. That's because as I'm saying this, I can almost hear you guys being like, fuck you, Caroline. Like, yeah, sure. Just let it go, you know? And in most of the time, it does get to be that easy. But when we are the ones that are like in the thick of it, in the thick of our own perspective and in the thick of our stories, it's harder to connect with the fact that it does get to be that easy and connect with a broader perspective. That's the point of the support inside of BTAB is that like when you think about filling your launch and think about filling your program and having a successful launch, and then we're on a call and you're like, yeah, but, and then all this shit comes up. It's like, beautiful. Let's go. Let's shift all that. Let's let go of all that. Let's release all that and reconnect, right? So, yeah. What were we talking about before that? Oh, that so many people will connect with their goal and then all the shit will come up and they'll use that as evidence to double down and vice grip the goal and be like, this will make me feel better because now I feel like shit without it. When realistically, you connect with the goal, all the shit comes up and you're like, okay, beautiful. Here's my roadmap. Great. It's working, right? That's how I feel when shit comes up. I'm like, oh, good. It's working. Here's all the shit that's ready to be shifted and ready to be let go of. Let's do it. Let's let it go. Right. And then the next time the thought comes up, it's like in the, you reconnect with the goal. It's like, oh, I feel like a different weird shit coming up, you know, and you just anytime anything comes up, you just keep shifting it until you're like, no, I feel good. Yeah. Like that feels doable. Let's go. You know, cool. All right. So we kind of went on a tangent there. It was a good one. I think it was helpful. I hope it was helpful, but let's come back to the idea of self-trust. So, that's why we went on the tangent is because at the end of the day, if you are creating all the things and building all the stuff and not having a good time at it, you know, and feeling like stressed that you'll lose it or stressed that maybe you won't be able to deliver to your clients the results that they need or, you know, whatever the thing is, then we're missing the point because life is supposed to be good and things are supposed to be fun and everything is supposed to be expansive. It all is expansive. It's all expanding us all the time, always, always, always. Life is good and getting better. Life is good and getting better. That's a mantra of my stepdad's that I've embraced, right? Life is good and getting better. How could it not? You're doing all this inner work, and every time you do the inner work, life gets better. So how could it not get better? Life is good and getting better, right? So when you play with the vibe of like, I trust myself that not only can I do all the things, but that the way that feels good to do the things is the right way for you. Like, you know, in a very tangible sense, what you're really saying is like, I'm willing to test this out because at the end of the day, what kind of life would it be if I didn't play with this concept? You know, like what kind of life would you create over the next 50 years if you didn't start to play with the idea that what feels good is right for you? Probably a life that like doesn't feel as good as it possibly could, right? So the vibe of like what feels good is right for me and like will help me do all the things that I want to do, to me feels very logical. It feels very logical and very like, well, yeah, because otherwise you would be building someone else's life and someone else's version of how things should be done and how you should be and how your business should run and all that stuff and how you should feel and how you should present yourself and how you should act. And, you know, it's the good girl. It's like the good girl shit. Like be a good girl means coming back up, you know, like all from our childhood and all the things. Good girls follow the rules. They do things the way other, you know, the adults ask them to do. They're nice and polite and obedient and better, better, better. And all the things. You're not here to live someone else's life. You're not here to be obedient. You're here to be you and you're here to be happy. And things are supposed to be good. They get to be good. Things get to be good. It doesn't mean it won't be hard. Hard stuff happens all the time, but the hard stuff is just helping you make it better. Like, honestly, the hard stuff just helps us make life better. Always. They help us get stronger. They help us, you know, let go of the things that don't serve us anymore and create more space and freedom. All the things. Life is good and getting better. And so experimenting with the idea that the things that feel good for you are right for you and are in fact your fastest path to building all the things that you want to build, the business you want to build, the family you want to build, the relationships you want to build, like the body you want to build, all of it, whatever it is, right? That what feels good to you is the fastest way there. Period. Yes. Isn't that a beautiful sentiment? I love it. I mean, clearly. But the reason that I love it is because it's made my life great. Like, you know, speaking from the perspective of embodying that belief, it just makes, as you can imagine, right? It makes life better. It makes life better. You get to let go of beating yourself up for not meeting all these crazy expectations and standards. You get to let go of beating yourself up for not doing things perfectly. And instead to recognize literally nothing ever has ever been perfect. Like nothing in this world has ever been perfect. Even my, you know, plants that I think are absolutely perfect are not perfect. Though some of them have funky leaves. I don't know. Right? Like, literally nothing ever, ever, ever in this world has ever been perfect. It's not a real thing. It has never been a real thing. It's a human concept. It's only real in the minds of humans. Let that land for a second. The concept of perfect and perfection is only real in the minds of humans. That's the only place it exists in the world. So to me, like honestly, from that perspective, it seems a little bit crazy to hold on to something that's not real and like use it as a metric to measure yourself against. You know, it's not even real. All right. Hopefully that was helpful. That one felt a little bit like it was all over the place, but you know, that's okay. The stuff that you guys need to hear, I feel like always comes out of my mouth eventually. So I hope that helped you out. If you want to go whole hog, if you want the full-fledged transformation from crickets on the Instagram to consistent, more than you could ever imagine, clients coming through the door, get your booty into Bigger Than a Brand, because that's what we do. All these mindsets that we've been talking about, you live them. You live them. You just don't hear about them on a podcast. You live them. And of course, there's strategy. Like, of course. I really enjoyed that this mini series was all about the mindset, because I feel like this is the part that's like so sticky. I mean, of course, this is the part that's so sticky for people. I tell people this all the time in Bigger Than a Brand, and nobody believes me until they get to like week 8, week 9. And then they're like, oh, yeah. But at the beginning of Bigger Than a Brand, I tell people this all the time. I'm like, trust me, like you're going to be moving through all these identity shifts and all these belief system shifts and like all this shit for like the first month or whatever, month and a half. And then all of a sudden it's going to like, you know, you're going to have cleared out and like all the gunk. And you're gonna just like bang out the strategy in like no time at all. You're just gonna be like beep, beep, boop, 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 and like do all the shit, and it's gonna be amazing. And they're like, yeah, right. And I'm like, uh-huh, yes. And then of course what happens? They do the mindset work and they shift all the stuff, and then they're a fucking powerhouse, just like steamrolling everything in a good way. Steamrolling is maybe not the right word. Just crushing it. Just like banging out all the stuff and doing it like a boss. So yeah, if you would like to experience that transformation yourself, if you know that you are sick and tired of feeling confused and overwhelmed by the Instagram thing, feeling like you don't even know what to do, you just wish that you had a strategy, you just wish that you had someone who could guide you step by step through the whole thing, that is literally what we do. So you can click the link in the show notes. You can learn all about it. You can click, you can click the link in the show notes from that page. You can apply. You'll fill out a short application. You'll book a time where you and I will hop on the Zooms for 45 minutes and just make sure that it's a good fit for you and that like everything that we cover, both in terms of mindset and strategy, is actually what you need. If it's not, I will tell you, because I'm a big believer in making sure that the right people are in Bigger Than a Brand so that they're like primed and ready to get the results. So go ahead and do the things if it's pulling on your heartstrings. Aw, little rhyme. And at the by the time this puppy drops, we will only have, two more days of open enrollment, and it will not open up again for another 3 months, okay? So if this is something that you are feeling and you've been feeling the heart pull and you've been hearing me talk about it and you're poop your pants scared and you're like, but what the fuck? Eek! I don't know. Like all the different I don't knows, you know? I don't know if now's a good time. I don't know if I have the money. I don't know if I have the time, like da, 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 all the things. If you feel the flutter in your heart, that's how you know that you have to take some action. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't even like really matter at the end of the day what action you take. But if you feel the flutter, that's how you know that there's growth available, right? So sit with it, feel it, listen to it. Go back to what we were talking about, you know, earlier in this episode around trusting your heart's decisions and like really leaning into like what is heart saying about this? Not what is fear saying, because fear is always going to be really loud and say a bunch of crazy shit. But like, what is heart saying? And whatever his heart is saying, follow up on that, because it is such a gift to give yourself to trust that you will always make decisions in alignment with your heart. It creates a really fucking good life, a really fun life, a life full of just like, oh my God, like more magic than you could ever imagine. And I want that for you. And I imagine you want that for you. So if heart is saying stuffs, then go ahead and click the link in the show notes. We'll hop on a call. We'll do the things. We'll make magic. And I love you. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Empowered Expression Podcast. I love you so much. And I'll see you tomorrow for the last one. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. It came so fast. Okay. Bye.